Lady Anne Barnard's ballad, Old Robin Grey, was written when she was only 21. It was to become very popular, telling the sad story of lost love and a marriage that was made for financial reasons. The story was inspired by her own younger sister Margaret's unfortunate marriage. Anne and Margaret were born into the Lindsay family, which, though aristocratic, was short of the money needed to preserve the family seat in a remote part of Fife. Margaret fell in love with one James Burgess, a man from a good family, but her mother thought she could do better. While James was sent away to acquire a profession, the 17-year-old Margaret was encouraged to marry the wealthy banking magnate, Alexander Fordyce, who was 25 years her senior. The marriage was a disaster. The couple had nothing in common, and Fordyce's reputation as a highly successful banker was to implode only 2 years after the wedding. Unbeknown to his partners, Fordyce was covering up unsuccessful dealings by using profits from other investments. When the bubble burst, his bank collapsed, starting a chain of bank failures across England and Scotland. Fordyce had to flee to France, later returning to England only after declaring personal bankruptcy. Old Robin Grey was written by Anne when Margaret was first married and had moved to London. The story is narrated by a girl who loves a young man called Jamie. He goes to sea intending to return and marry her. In his absence, her family falls upon hard times and is supported by Old Robin Grey, who woos her. Encouraged by her mother and convinced that Jamie is dead, the girl marries Old Robin Grey. A few weeks after the marriage, Jamie returns, pale as a ghost. The couple briefly kiss before the girl announces that she will do her best to be a good and dutiful wife to Old Robin Grey. Originally, Anne used the melody of an ancient Scottish song for the ballad, but later it was set to another melody by Reverend William Levis in Somerset. In this form, it was used by various composers, including Haydn, who arranged it for soprano and piano. Later, Dussek was to use the melody in the middle movement of his piano trio in C major, which you'll hear now, played by Trio 1790. Middle movement of Dussek's Trio Sonata in C major, played by Trio 1790.